Hello great people, how are you all doing today? And I'm happy to come on board today as always to come and talk about my own personal dealings and my experience alongside with the Solim to make us be the best version of ourselves. I know it's a journey, it doesn't happen overnight, but it has to be a consistent effort. We have to keep giving it our best. We have to keep pressing on if we really want to be great, if we really want to be somebody that would look back in a couple of years and would be proud of the journey we've committed ourselves into. So I would be very, very delighted if we don't just make this a routine of just coming to listen. Let's just try to make do of everything we listen on here. Let us apply them in our everyday life and see the results. I hope by the grace of God we just get better and beautiful results with our lives. Okay, on the same topic we've been talking about on starting something, I really want us to see the need to start something because we are at every stage of our lives are very important, but there are times where we need to really face certain moments of our life where we need to take tangible actions, take rewarding steps that would make us be proud of who we want to be and make us proud of ourselves. And I was sharing my story last week on how I started my arts career, and I really want to finish that particular part of the story, so it would be source of motivation to whoever is willing to start something. Because there's a particular adage that says if you're to plant a tree, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. And if you can probably plant that tree 20 years ago, the other best time is now. So because 20 years from now you begin to reap the reward of that tree, because it tends to become a shade and serves as a very great benefit to everyone who is probably sitting underneath it or probably producing fruits for people. So, and there's one thing about life that I really want us to understand: you shouldn't be faster than yourself such that you abandon what you should do now and press into things you shouldn't do now. I'm saying this because I understand how certain things work to my own point of view. If you leave certain things undone now, there are times to come in the future where all of those things you abandon now, you would fall back to them and not begin to channel your strength and energy into those things in which you should have probably sacrificed your time while you have the strength to ensure those things are being done. So I just don't want us to be faster than ourselves. Let's go one pace at a time, one pace after the other. A drop of water makes a mighty ocean is a popular saying, and just ensure that everything you're doing is on a consistent basis and it should be on a journey to greatness for you. So there are various reasons why people do things, but I don't want it to place a priority now on the financial reward of anything you're starting now. It's a process. The time when it begins to pay you would even begin to amaze you, because you now begin to do that same thing for fun and you'll be paid for doing that. That is my story. Okay, so that about that. After I began to draw, begin to take up commissions and all that, and it was really, really fun for me because I was enjoying the drawing part of me that I discovered, and I was getting paid for doing that also. A few of my colleagues who helped me draw this while this is cool, and along the line it was a growth process for me. I was learning, I was correcting my flaws, I was advancing, taking up new approach to drawing and getting things done, and it was really, really helping to shape me and make me a better artist. So throughout all of this process, I could remember I attempted drawing a few celebrities at that time, and I drew one of Nigerian celebrities, and I was headed to my uncle's place. I could remember I was on a bike a few bus stops to where I was gonna alight then. So, and then I turned on my phone, then I saw a notification popped up from Instagram that, okay, the celebrity I drew just acknowledged the drawing by liking it. I could remember the joy that filled my heart at the moment. I was literally expressing that joy on the bike that, wow, that so this person actually liked the drawing in which I made. But it doesn't just stop there. Over the time, I kept on attempting to draw people. So one thing I just want you to understand, that it cannot be perfect every time, it cannot be always thumbs up every time. There's the good side, there's the downside, there's an up and downside. There are times your spirit are charged that you want to take up a challenge and face it head on, and subsequent time you just see that your spirit is down. It's a discipline for you to now still keep up with that pace in which you've been in the past and not relating because your spirit is down. So amongst all of these times when I would draw, some people would be like, oh, this person, if he gets to see this drawing of him you made, he would probably not just like it, he would talk back at you, insult you. Sure, it's your growing process. It's better you get corrected for doing something not done later in the future when you should have mastered the approach and get corrected. So all of those periods where I was learning and been working on myself, it was a great process. I enjoyed every bit of it because I learned through the whole process, and to the glory of God, today at least I can vouch for myself to some extent that if I'm being called upon to do certain things, it's something I would deliver as my best on, and I would literally satisfy whoever that might have called me on the job by the grace of God. So this is one thing: mastering a skill doesn't just happen overnight. It has to be a consistent effort over the period of years. Aside talents, there's a whole lot of things that has to come in play. The first few topics on Steady Life, talking about how we should be a better version on our hard work, discipline, stamina, consistency. All of these things are very, very important alongside your talent to make you the very person you deserve or you're deserving to be. So if you really want to be somebody that you'd be proud of yourself in a couple of years from now, it starts from now. You have to keep taking that constant effort, constant push, not minding whatever backlash or whatever critics and whatever things that come your way. You know where you're headed. The dream is yours, not theirs. So you have a mental picture of where you're headed. They don't have it because it's your dream. So you just have to keep pressing, regardless of whoever talks back at you, regardless of the insult, the critics. You just have to keep pressing on. So that is all, put it all today on Steady Life, on starting something. I really hope this story inspires you, and I'm very, very grateful you're on board today. Thank you for joining on Steady Life today, and I pray the grace of God be with us all. So my name is Ugona Wankuno. Feel free to reach out to me on any of the social media platforms at Ugona Wankuno, and same handle is for my email address, Ugona Wankuno. Thank you once again for coming on board on Steady Life today. Do have a wonderful day ahead.